morning. It is 10 o'clock, June 11, 2026. I call this meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugenhoffert and Jill Kringstad. So we have a quorum. And before anything else, would you please stand and join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And speaking of the flag, I, for opening comments, do just want to point out that America's Flag Day is Sunday, June 14th. And contrary to what probably half the social media world believes, it's not on June 14th because that's the president's birthday. It's on June 14th. And next year, like we're celebrating America's 250th anniversary this summer, next year will be the 250th anniversary of when the Continental Congress adopted our first official flag, which, like this one, had 13 stripes, but that one had 13 stars, and of course, representing the 13 original colonies. So, could do when you can any day out of the calendar, but especially Sunday and throughout the week. If you have the opportunity to fly the flag, go ahead and please do so. That's the only opening comments I had. Commissioner Haugenhoffert, did you?
I have no opening comments.
Commissioner Kringstad?
No opening comments.
Okay, then we'll get right into the agenda. We have two items on the consent calendar. I move approval of those two items plus the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I should point out, because we have some new guests that I don't think have been at our regular meetings before, we have a very, very short calendar today. So should be a quick meeting unless there's debate on something that I wasn't really imagining. But I have one motion to make on a regular item. I move the commission adopt the hearing officer's June 8, 2026 recommended findings and ruling and recommended order for the informal conference held on the application for revision 14 to surface coal mining permit NACC-1302 in Coyote Creek Mining Company LLC, revision 14 permit NACC-1302, application case number RC-25-270.
Second.
So on October 3rd of 2025, the PSC received the application for revision for 14 to surface coal mining permit, NACC-1302, as I said in the motion, from the Coyote Creek Mining Company. And revision 14 revises a number of things. I'll put it on the record. It revises the post-mining topography. It also updates the introductory information in the permit, the pre-mining land use, the general operations, the surface water management, the post-mining topography land use plans, the procedures, establishment, and management of revegetation, and the vegetation assessment and success standards sections of the permit. The application was deemed complete on January 16th of this year. On February 3rd, we issued a notice informing the public that written comments, objections, or requests for an informal conference must be filed with the commission by March 30th. On March 30th, Derek Broughton, counsel for Casey and Julie Voigt, filed comments, objections, and a request for an informal conference. The Voigts expressed concerns about the native grassland reference areas, the Section 36 Farmer Access Road, which is kind of what it's become known as, but it's 18th Street Southwest there in Mercer County. And then compaction testing and productivity of reclaimed land. So the informal conference was held on May 12th. The hearing officer issued the conference findings in a recommended order on June 8th. And that recommendation was that Coyote Creek's application for Revision 14 satisfies all the applicable permit revision standards and that the PSC may approve Revision 14 with or without conditions. So the Reclamation Division is recommending that we adopt the hearing officer's recommended order, and I agree with that recommendation. And if we adopt this order, either party can request a formal hearing within 30 days of receiving it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
That concludes the motions that I had for today. And Commissioner Hagenhofer, did you have any?
Nope, I
have. Ones? Okay, Commissioner Kringstad, I'll turn it to you then.
Thank you. I just have one item on the agenda today. So I move the commission adopt the order in Harmony Solar, North Dakota.
Excuse me, I'm sorry that we have to do this, but we need to silence phones, please.
I move the commission adopt the order in Harmony Solar, North Dakota, LLC, Harmony Solar Project, Cass County, siting application, case number PU-18-219.
Second.
So on February 26th, 2019, the commission order issued a certificate of site compatibility to Harmony Solar to construct, operate, and maintain an up to 200-megawatt solar energy conversion facility known as the Harmony Solar Project in Cass County. On November 20th, 2024, the commission issued an order on continuing suitability, authorizing Harmony Solar to begin construction of the project as early as second quarter of 2025, but no later than the second quarter of 2027. Earlier this year in February, Harmony Solar filed an application to amend the order and certificate with respect to a section in the certification relating to order provisions, specifically the section authorizing to bury direct current or DC cables to a depth of at least 24 inches rather than the current minimum burial depth of at least 48 inches. On March 18th, we issued a notice of filing and a notice of opportunity for hearing on this issue. No requests for hearing were received. So to briefly recap, in a solar project, there's two types of electrical cables, alternate current or AC cables and direct current or DC cables. Again, we're talking electrical cables, not the rock band. But when we're thinking of a solar farm, you have solar panels that have the DC cables that connect to the inverters. The inverters convert the power from direct current to alternating current. Then the AC cables carry that power from the inverters to the project substation, and then it's put on the grid. So Harmony Solar has stated that it's going to install both AC and DC underground cables as part of this project, but what they're requesting is a different minimum burial depth for each type of cable. So the AC cables will be installed at a depth of at least 48 inches to the top of the cables. The DC cables are proposed to be installed at a minimum depth of cover of 24 inches to the top of the cables. The underground DC cables would be entirely within the fenced area of the project, and Harmony Solar has committed to removing the underground cables, at the time of the project's decommissioning. The underground AC cables would be abandoned in place. So having reviewed this, the construction, operation, and maintenance of the proposed facilities at the site designated for the project will produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota. They are compatible with the environmental preservation and efficient use of resources and will minimize adverse human and environmental impacts. Therefore, I support granting the amendment to the order and the certificate.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
We'll just say you explained that well, mm-hmm. But since the band was mentioned, I will just say That is in no way a confirmation that our executive director, Brian Johnson, it's not a confirmation that he is in fact the lead singer of
Asian. That is true. Thank you for clarifying the record.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
That concludes my portfolio.
Okay. And the only announcement that I thought needed to be highlighted today. Our next meeting, June 24th, 10 o'clock. That's a Wednesday, so like we try to do normally. And hopefully it will be back in our own hearing room again. That hopefully the maintenance work is completed there. With that, we'll take questions from the press and then reconvene after that for the administrative portion of the meeting. This meeting is adjourned.